little over a week ago, a religious education class, one of the teachers had this as the assignment, to have the children go home and write a letter to God and then bring it back the following week. And then they brought the letters back and the teacher showed me the letters. And one of them was absolutely precious. Whoever the child was wrote, "Dear God, we had a good time at church last week. Wish you could have been there." Well, I hope you have a good time here, and I wish God was here. God is here. God wants to communicate with us all the time, and does communicate with all the time. It's just we on the receiving end aren't there, and we're not a lot of times open to it. And I was thinking again as I meditate upon those readings and being able to see the glory of each and every human being is something that I pray for, to see that divine spark in everyone. So God may be here in a voice, in a word from a song, maybe something I say, maybe a word from somebody you love. God is always trying to communicate, always, 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 to us. It has been said that there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The second way to be fooled is to refuse to believe what is true. Here we are celebrating the feast of Christmas, and we tell the story of the birth of Jesus because it is our story as well as his story. God is telling us through Jesus that we are all born divine, that we are all incarnations of God in different ways, but we're all here to manifest something of God in the world, just as every creature speaks of God and is a book about God in itself. That's what's true. And yet, we don't believe it. We really don't believe it, because if we believed it, we would act and live differently. We have been fooled by our brains, I understand now, they tell us, of thinking and believing that we're all separate from one another, that we're separated from God, each other, and all of creation. That is what is not true. But we refuse to believe our sacred story, which tells us that we are one with God. And science is telling us now, where everything is connected, that God dwells in us and we dwell in God. And that's why we must keep telling and hearing the story, so that we can remember who we are, God's sons and daughters. And that's why some people come to Mass every day, so that they can remember who they are. We all have Alzheimer's, I guess. Some come every week, some come frequently, and some are CEOs. Christmas and Easter only. But that's great, because you only need to come a couple of times, because you always remember who you are. We are all celebrating the feast of the birth of a person who realized that he was the Christ. He was the anointed one. That he was divine. He said, "I and the Father are one." And he said, "The kingdom of God is within you." And he said, "I am the light of the world." In Mark's gospel, at his baptism, Jesus realized who he really was. And then he heard the voice saying, "This is my beloved son." And at that moment, he recognized himself that he was the Christ, God, human, divine. So tonight, we're not, well, yes, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, but we're doing more than that, I hope. Anyone who gets bogged down in the story kills the living element in the message of this night. We have to understand that religious messages don't refer to historical facts all the time. They're myths. They're stories that tell us something about something deeper than just words can tell us through images and symbols and that. With myth, it's all about ultimate reality. So today, a Savior is born to you. Today. Today. Now. Not back a long time ago, 2,000 years ago. Had Christ been born 1,000 times in Bethlehem and not in you, you would still be lost forever. Says Angelus Silius, I think her name is, mystic in the 13th century, I believe. In the Feast of Christmas, in all Christian feasts, actually, we see realized the myth of an unfolding of eternity in time. And this myth is realized today in us. That's why I like Meister Eckhart, a Dominican mystic of the 13th century. And he says this. He says, whatever Holy Scripture says of Christ, all that is true of every good and divine human. In the birth of this child, we celebrate our divine birth. This feast of Christmas should teach us about our transcendent origins and thus help us to grasp our real dignity. You are all wonderfully, fearfully made and loved deeply by God. But we don't see it. We're blinded to it. And Jesus tries to, well, let us see. Shows us how to see. It aims to bring home to our identity with Jesus the Christ so that Jesus the Christ can take shape in us, as St. Paul says. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And that we are called to be other Christ. Recognizing this, I believe, is the most important task of our lives. I'm convinced that it is. So we celebrate this feast so that we too may understand that we too are sons and daughters of God. And that the words spoken at Jesus and his baptism are meant for you and me. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. We celebrate this feast so that for all of our crassness and our earthbound minds and our stupidity and ignorance and pettiness, that we may notice that our origins are divine. That's the lie. That's not who we are, those petty things. That small self, that ego. We're something greater, larger, more transcendent. This is, I think, the inner message of Christmas, what we're doing. And only if we realize that, we will act accordingly. You see, morality comes from the realization of our worth. We don't become worthy because we behave well morally. We are worthy. And if we have learned who we are, we would act differently. And so for me, and I think for others, the Christianity's most important task now and in the future is to teach people their transcendent identity and that lead them to their real worth. And that's the true responsibility of every religion. The only important task of our lives, and I believe the profound message of Christmas. So my brothers and sisters, in Christ, keep them in Christmas, absolutely. But Jesus' most important lesson is that he was born in this world to show us that God is within us all at every point in our journey, and that God is present with us for every glorious and beautiful and sometimes truly agonizing step on the way to where we're going, home. So I think it's more important to give birth to the Christ within us, because the world needs your love. He needs you, every single one of you, to incarnate his love. So let's celebrate absolutely the birth, but let's more importantly follow the way. The way of Jesus is what's called the Christ path. We all have to take it.